Sean Mullen in Red Deer, joined by Broncos defenseman Dylan Hetherington, who had two assists yesterday in the win over Calgary. Dylan, talk about the victory.
It was a huge victory for the team. We come in the game as a must-win, and it was a playoff game, so really liked how the boys came out and worked hard and got the 2 points.
Obviously a deep Calgary lineup and a team that can score from all angles. How did you guys contain them to only one?
A huge part was goaltending. Eddie played probably the best game of his career. He was amazing out there, and can't thank him much for playing that well.
Why do you think in the second period the tide turned in their favor so much? They were able to generate so many chances, and you needed him to bail you out.
We got in penalty trouble. Rust made a couple calls that we got stuck with, so it was definitely hard cutting off those penalties, but we did a good job of that.
In the third period, though, really shutting them down, very few opportunities, certainly very few high-quality opportunities. What did you do successfully in the third period to really contain the hitmen?
We played well with the two-goal lead. Coming in the third, we played smart, got all the pucks out of our blue line and deep into there, and once we got over the red line.
You've beaten some good teams this season, but mostly at home. Two wins over Calgary there, Edmonton, Prince Albert, things like that. This is a big win on the road in a building where you have a hard time winning hockey games. How much does it mean to beat a team, a good team like that, in their own barn?
Well, it gives the team a lot of confidence, knowing that we can go into tough barns and play well and get the victory.
Points are coming here for you as well. Lately, I think 5 assists in your last 3 games. Are you feeling a little more confidence with the puck?
Yeah, absolutely. Just getting pucks on net and making plays in the offensive zone, trying to contribute that way to alleviate some of the pressure on our goal scorers.
Well, certainly, you have never hesitated to shoot that puck from the left point. You think you're finding a way to get a few more through right now?
Absolutely, yeah. Lanes are open up, and hopefully they'll continue to open up in the last games in the playoffs.
You and Scarlett play an absolute ton of hockey, penalty-killing power play, a lot of even strength against their best lines, and yet you don't seem to tire. Do you feel the exhaustion as the game creeps on? How do you find it within yourself to still play at a high level when you've been out there 30-plus minutes?
You definitely feel getting tired. You just have to play a lot smarter when you're fatigued and make smarter and simpler plays.
Facing Red Deer today, a team very similar to you guys, so what do you think are going to be keys to the matchup?
We're going to have to definitely outwork them and then, you know, continue the smarts. They played on the road in Kootenay last night, so they're definitely in the same boat as we are.
Thanks a lot, Dylan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean.
Dylan Hetherington, we'll come back with the coaches on the Eagle 94.1.